Unit 1. Lesson A. Building Vocabulary. A. Meaning from Context. Page 4.
Finding affordable land for housing is a challenge in many of the world's largest cities. Some residents of Tokyo, Japan, have found a solution to this problem. They are building homes on pieces of land as small as 344 square feet, 32 square meters. These micro-homes allow people to live close to central Tokyo and cost much less than other homes in the city. Many micro-homes have several floors and big windows that maximize sunlight.
Many cities have problems with air pollution and smog. What can big cities do to regulate the amount of air pollution and smog generated by cars and factories? An Italian company has come up with an innovative tool to reduce pollution, smog-eating cement. The cement contains a substance that converts pollution into harmless chemicals. The harmless chemicals wash off roadways when it rains. Smog-eating materials are also being used in roof tiles in Los Angeles, California, the smoggiest city in the United States.
Cities must find creative ways to build public parks, gardens, and outdoor areas when space is limited. In New York City, the High Line was an unattractive black steel structure that once supported railroad tracks. Today, the High Line has been restored as an elevated urban park. The park was financed by donations, and now it is one of the most inviting public spaces in the city. Visitors can walk through the gardens, relax on the sun deck, and attend public art exhibits and special events.